Hello. This is Perrier with Living Clay, and I'm here to do Q&A with Living Clay. It's a little bit early, so I'm just tapping in with any listeners on the line, inviting them to introduce themselves and see if you have any specific questions I can address.
Hello, Perry. This is Denise. I'm calling my cell phone. It's going to be a Maryland telephone number, but I'm located in Chicago. And I just want to say hello. Welcome back. I was cut off from the session that had interference, and I had forgot to get on last time, so I'm just getting back on since Kipple.
Well, glad to have you back. And do you have any specific questions you'd like addressed?
Well, no, I just have a statement regarding, the benefits and the results of using the clay, and I took the clay bath. I didn't notice any difference or any toxicity or anything like that, maybe because I had been drinking the clay prior to that for several months. And so I didn't feel weak or anything, but sure it was doing the job.
Well, it's working, but you can't see it. It's invisible. If you'll feel your leg while you're in a bath, you'll feel a little slickness. It'll wipe away. Then it comes back. It's literally pulling heavy metals and toxins out of the body. Now, if you're highly toxic, you might notice a change in the clay, but that's very rare. I'm like you. The first time I took it, I guess I was expecting something monumental, and the clay didn't change, and I felt good. My skin felt soft. I did sleep good that night. And one thing I've noticed now is that it really relaxes you. It gets the flow of energy moving in your body. So
no,
if you
I
have
did
any
notice
tight,
that. Mm-hmm. I did notice the relaxation part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have any tight muscles, like I usually carry tightness in my right shoulder from computer work, and it will kind of relax those muscles. So that's one of the small benefits. And plus, your skin feels very, very soft when you're through a clay bath. So don't discount them just yet. If you have toxins,
no,
they're
working. No, I wouldn't dare do that because I know it's working. I noticed the relaxation part. I just, figured that maybe, I wasn't looking for anything bad to feel, but because I had, been detoxing prior to that by, consuming it orally, that, you wouldn't notice it. But someone that never detoxed probably would notice something maybe right away.
Right. I'm going to go back, put you in lecture mode, and go back and welcome everybody, and I'll come back later and open up and ask for any testimonials or comments. So thank you for visiting with
me.
Welcome to Q&A with Perrier, and we're talking about living clay and the benefits of calcium bentonite clay. I do want to start today with asking for prayers and concerns. Texas are a hardy bunch, but we're experiencing some tremendous fires. I live 40 miles from Bastrop, and I can see these billowing flames. It is just an out-of-control fire that's just gobbling up. Of course, it's in an area of pine trees, pine needles, and pine cones, so it's just fuel for the fire. At last count, I heard there were 1,356, I believe, homes that had been destroyed. Now, Texans are a hardy lot, and once they get over the grief of their loss, they're going to dust themselves off, and they're going to come back with a vengeance, rebuild or move to another location, and they are survivors. But at this time, if in your prayers you'll shed a light of hope around them, the people who are experiencing floods in Louisiana and the Northeast, and just send out benevolent outcomes for all these people. Thank you for letting me share that concern with you this morning. I'm excited about clay and what it's doing. I have a lady I'm working with in Louisiana, Patricia Springstead. She is a registered nurse. I have sent her clay to use for people who are victims of the BP oil spill. She said it's still going on. She's very concerned there is a leak in the plate of the seabed in the Gulf of Mexico, and they have spotted signs of crude oil bubbling up from the Gulf and just popping up to the surface. They've taken pictures of these. The BP people are still going out there spraying this horrible dispersant that is probably maybe worse than the oil itself, if possible. It's chemicals, it's getting on people. They have a area there, they have free doctors and nurses that are working there to help these people. They don't have insurance. They're breaking out in all sorts of skin sores. They just look, these huge sores just polka dot all over their body. Blisters in some cases. Some look like they've been burned. They're having intestinal problems, passing blood, vomiting blood. Some of them are having seizures. It's just, they've covered this up and it's real and it's there and it's still ongoing. She even went to some beaches, I believe it was in Mississippi, and they dug down about 3 feet and they found layers of the clay, of the tar, the crude oil that had washed up on shore and became tar-like. And that they had gone in on the beaches, instead of scraping it up, they had gone in and put fresh clay over it. I mean, put fresh sand and built up sand over that bed of goo down there. So that's sort of their cleanup operations. We need to keep those people in our prayers, too. I'm fortunate that she has accepted the clay. She's documenting it and having these people use it. And I'm just very thankful that I finally got it in someone's hand who will help people with it. So I wanted to bring up those two conditions today. So I'm going to slip over here to our questions and see what we have. Judy in Big Fork, Montana. I have a very sick cat, very old. Seems to have chest congestion and can't breathe well, can't smell well. Therefore, doesn't seem to smell his food and doesn't eat it. I can't smell the litter box and just got to this point yesterday. Will clay help this condition at all? I tried giving it to him in milk, but the milk makes his congestion worse. I've been unable to get him to drink clay and water. It's a little difficult to do, Judy, but I would recommend you getting a syringe and suck some of the clay water up and just hold your cat and put it in the side of his mouth and just gently squeeze it in and they'll drink it back. We've helped a lot of cats that way get the clay in them. I think it's going to help her in a lot of ways. I don't know how much at this point. She sounds to be very advanced. But it'll definitely be beneficial. It's going to detox her. It's going to cleanse her system. It's going to help her balance. For the congestion, I don't know if it's going to get in there to help that, and I don't know how you could put a clay poultice on her chest or throat area with cat fur going on. So I don't know if you ever give her a bath. If you take a clay bath, save your bath water and bathe your cat in it. That may be more stressful at this point than beneficial, but I definitely would try to get it in into her, and it may help her pick up her appetite again too. Thank you and bless you. I know these critters of ours are like humans to us, and when you've had one a long time, it's just heartbreaking to watch them reach this stage. So, Dave in London. Perry, can this clay be used for menopause hot flushes? My girl is now getting very distressed. I'm trying to hunt down all natural herbs, etc. for her. If not any leaks to who can, and she was taking tribolone, that is a no-no regards. That is a no-no regards, David. I'm not sure, familiar with the tribolone, but we've already distinguished that that's no good. Clay is all about balancing. I have had some women who PMS very badly, and it helps them level out each month. I've had some women who get seriously bad menstrual cramps, and once they start taking the clay, the cramps go away. I'm going to say it can help somewhat on the menopause. It may help speed it up. I'd recommend a clay bath for her to drink the clay. Put some clay under her arms. This is your lymph gland area, and stimulate that. In the morning after her shower, she can put it thickly under her arms while she's getting dressed and doing her hair, and then wipe it off later. I leave a little thin coat on under my arms and use that for deodorant, and it works very well. And then you let me know how good this works, okay? I would love to have a testimonial of that. I've just had spigot and spurts here and there. So I'd like to see more. Okay, Nanetta in Tarzana. How do you ingest the clay for ulcers or gastritis? Well, you take the clay orally. If you're using the living clay, you want to mix the liquid clay, one part clay to eight parts water. So that means however much clay you use eight times that much water. Shake it real, real good. You want to get all the lumps out, shake it. It can stay on the kitchen cabinet. You don't have to refrigerate it. It won't spoil because the clay is inert. From that, drink 2 ounces twice a day to start with, particularly for something like this. And you should get results fairly quickly. It heals ulcers, internal ulcers. It balances your pH. It's got a 9.7 pH, so I find that it helps very much. I had acid reflux very badly when I was first introduced to clay, and this is what really turned me on to it, because it was gone in 3 days just drinking the clay. So anytime you feel a little pain from that ulcer or the gastritis, go ahead and drink a little clay, even if you've already had it. But, you know, if you feel something coming on, take a little sip of clay. It's not going to hurt you to have more, and it can definitely be beneficial. So let us know how that works, and good luck. I think you'll find some results right away. Jean Larson in Longmont, Colorado. Is the detox powder clay drinkable, or do I need to buy the liquid clay? If powder is okay, how does it work on the digestive system to cleanse? Does your book give specific directions for that use? The book tells you it's the definitive guide to understanding how clay works, and it has over 100 different protocols for different ailments. It's very beneficial. It's sort of the Bible of clays. Excuse me. The powder clay is what we start with. Yes, it's suitable for drinking. The liquid clay is nothing but the powder clay with water added to it. I prefer spring water, but you can use any kind of water. If it's an innocuous water, the clay is going to clean it out. So you mix one part clay to eight parts water if you're using the Living Clay brand of clay. That's the regimen for that. Shake it up, like I said, and just start drinking it. It cleanses your digestive system by pulling out old fecal matter that's lodged in the crevices of your colon. That's literally blocking the flow of nutrients from the food you eat and the minerals you take, the supplements you take. Clay is a cleanse in that respect. It will cleanse that out. Now, when you first start taking, if you experience a little constipation at first, it's not from the clay making little brick houses. It's from this old fecal matter that it's pulling out. Now, I would suggest you might want to take a little psyllium with it right at first for the first few times. And you may need to add a little more water if you use the psyllium, because it's going to absorb the water. That will really help scrub out and give you more fiber and help things move out. And then after that, you can quit doing that. If you use the psyllium for too long, it's going to strip you of all your gut flora. The clay is picky. It's only looking for a positive charge, so it's particular on what it picks. It doesn't strip you of all your gut flora. In fact, it helps embellish and some of the flora to reproliferate quicker. So if you're going to continue with the psyllium, get a good probiotic. There is an instructional manual on aboutclay.com. It's a free download. You go to aboutclay.com and click on clay information. When you get to that site, the first thing you see in the box at the top is it says how to kickstart your day with living clay. This tells you how to mix it for a liquid, for the cleansing clay mask, for a poultice, how to make suppositories, and it gives you some general protocol for starting to using the clay in different ways. It's a free download and a very valuable little book. That's aboutclay.com, how to kickstart your day with living clay. Debbie Littlefield in Wikiwachi, Florida. Now that's unusual. It must be an Indian name. Wikiwachi. I like that. I cannot take calcium within hours. Whoops, just a second. I cannot take calcium within hours after taking my Synthroid medication. Would the type of calcium contained in the clay also interact with this type of medication? Calcium is one of the dominant minerals in clay, and a little bit of it is released into the body in the adsorption layer if there are a lot of toxins that the clay needs to take on. It's in the exchange layer, it's called. It's not enough to act as a clay supplement. I don't think it would be an interference at all. I've had quite a few people take Synthroid and not complain about it, so I think you'd be okay there. And Debbie has another question here. I'm an esthetician. I use the clay for facials. Is it going to harm the clay to briefly blend the clay into other ingredients using a metal bowl or spoon? Temporary use is okay to stir something with. You just don't want to leave it in a metal bowl. If you can get a ceramic bowl, it would be better. If you need to mix it in that and then take it out and put it into something else, that's okay. It's prolonged standing in something metal, because if it's a degradable metal, it's going to eat the finish away and it's going to cause rust. I left a kitchen spoon in some hydrated clay overnight, and the next day the edges were starting to rust. And, you know, that's a good sign. It's showing you how powerful the clay is at drawing the heavy metals out. I had an interesting testimony the other day from a young mother with a 12-month-old daughter who had tested very high in lead. And the doctors wanted to do a very intrusive technique. They wanted to remove her blood from her body, cleanse it, and put it back in. And she didn't want a 12-month-old to have to go through that. So she started using the clay and giving her clay back. She was giving her a teaspoon of the hydrated clay mixed in her food once a day. And then she was taking 3 clay baths a week. She did that for 2.5 to 3 months, had it rechecked, and your high level is 10 or above for lead. 9 to 0 is considered normal, and hers was in the higher range. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was in the higher range. And after 3 months of this regime with the clay, her heavy metal levels for lead had gone down to a 2. So she said she's going to continue the clay baths and taking the clay in her food until it gets to a 0. But I thought that was, she just couldn't wait to tell me and, you know, let us know about that exercise. All right, we've got some good questions today. Annalise in Ottawa, Canada, thank you for joining us from Canada. Hi, can you tell me the difference between calcium and sodium bentonite clay? Yes, salt, sodium. Sodium is salt. Calcium is a dominant the dominant mineral in the exchange layer with calcium bentonite. Sodium is the dominant mineral that's exchanged in a sodium bentonite. So I don't go for the excess sodium in my body. It also affects the texture of the clay when you mix it. I've seen some sodium clays that get very goo-like. Now, the living clay comes out about the consistency of sour cream, and it's the most naturally non-gritty clay I've ever found in its raw form. The sodium bentonites all other clays sometimes are gritty. It depends on their composition, how much sand or quartz is in the clay. But the sodium sometimes gets this goo-like texture. It's very thick when you try to drink it. I have had some I've tasted. I can literally taste the salt. So those are the dominant things there. Karen in Greensboro, how does clay react to metals internally? Specifically, I have a dental implant and want to know if it's recommended to leave the clay on my teeth overnight. Non-degradable metals, which are in your mouth, are okay. The clay doesn't break them down. So it's okay. We check this with a dentist. He is a dentist who uses natural products. He uses the clay, and he said it's okay to use with any kind of dental fixtures in the mouth because they don't use degradable products. I have gold fillings, different kind of fillings in my mouth, and I use the clay, and it hasn't affected any of mine. I pack my teeth with clay, and I brush my teeth. I make a mixture of the clay powder with a little peppermint oil and a little cloves, a little bit of soda and the clay, and I mix it all up. I put toothpaste on my toothbrush, and then I dip my tooth into the dry powder mixture and brush my teeth. And it tastes good. It really cleanses your teeth. It gets those socks, that fuzzy feeling off your teeth. You feel like you've been to the dentist and had your teeth polished. You will notice that your teeth get whiter, they're less yellow, kind of takes the coffee and tea stains off of them, and some people just use the plain dry powder clay, which is fine, except it makes your toothbrush look dirty. It's hard to get out of your toothbrush, but it's good for your gums. All right, let's see here. We have a email from Margie in Washington State. I'm wondering if clay draws impurities from your system when taken orally. What keeps it from drawing out nutrients and medications as well? That's a good question, and I have a good answer for you. Let me take a minute just to find it because I wrote it out. Clay acts on all the organs of the body, the whole organism. Everything unhealthy and emitting a positive radiation is irresistibly attracted to the clay. Clay has the power to attract and either absorb or stimulate the excavation of toxic and non-useful elements. It is said that clay has a godlike intelligence. The Indians would say that clay has a wisdom of its own. I believe that. I have experienced that and seen it. It knows where to go and what to do. So, let's see. That's how that works. Now let me scoot down and see if we have any more questions. Good day for questions and good questions. Okay, looks like I'm kind of caught up on questions right now. I'm going to go back and open the phone lines. I have quite a few people listening on the phones today, and I had one lady who said she had some results maybe she wanted to talk about, so I'm opening the phone lines. If you have any noise going in the background where you are, if you will press star 6 on your phone, that will mute your background noise. If you want to interact, well, you're open now and can hear us. So is there anyone listening in who has a question or would like to make a comment about their clay experience?
I have a question.
Okay.
Can you hear me? This is Dr. Rhine.
Yes.
I was asked yesterday by an individual who is taking diabetic medicine. And because clay absorbs all foreign material, which is positively charged, the question was, should it be taken separately, maybe by an hour or two from the time the medication itself is taken? The concern was, would clay absorb the medication when the medication should instead be allowed to circulate through the body?
Right. Well, the clay isn't absorbed into the bloodstream, but it might catch it before it goes in. What I would do is check with the pharmacist and say, how long does it take me to absorb this medicine, and then wait that length of time and take the clay. And that way you know for sure it's not having interference. It doesn't interfere with all medicines, but we don't know exactly which ones it might, so it's better to just ask them how long it takes to absorb the medicine. Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
And that's a good question. Anytime you're taking medicine, check with your pharmacist, not your doctor. The pharmacist is the chemist, and he's the one that knows this. And he has a big book called a Merck Index, where he can look up different medicines and find out exactly what's in them, and he can see what's in the clay. So just ask him how long it takes to absorb the medicine, and then you're home free. Any other questions? Are any of our listeners personally using the clay? And did you have a win experience that kind of surprised you? Well, we have an untalkative group this morning, so I'll go back and
This is Dr. Rhine again. I should mention that I did have a very good experience with my husband. He had the beginnings of a boil at the back of his, he's never had one. And, he also could not take time off work. He needed to go into New York City. So I took a piece of gauze and I made a poultice of it and put it right under the shirt collar each day. And it didn't even come to a head. It just kept absorbing and absorbing, and it never got painful on him. And before you knew it, it was gone. So he was very pleasantly surprised.
Yes, it does. It will either bring it to a head if it's gone that far. If it hasn't, like you said, it will reabsorb it. I don't know how it does everything it does, but I'm always amazed, and that's a good story. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Rhine.
You're welcome.
Anyone else before I close you all up, silence you? Okay, I'll go over and check and see if we have more questions. Well, I don't appear to have any questions right this moment. So I'll just talk about clay. I had a very interesting radio interview, two-hour interview this morning with the Power Hour, and we had some great testimonials that came in. There was a gentleman that had arthritis in his finger. He's 63 years old, and the first knuckle was so enlarged that he couldn't bend his finger, and it was extremely painful if he just barely tapped or touched anything. And he just put the clay on his finger every other day for 3 days and would leave it on there very thickly for about 2 hours. And he said by the end of the week, the swelling, well, he could tell the first day the swelling was starting to reduce. The knot went down. and now he can knock on wood, knock on a door, and there's no pain associated with it. Now, also gotten results from people drinking the clay that noticed that a joint of some type, maybe a bunion, one lady cut scissors and she had developed a little cartilage growth on her thumb where her scissors rubbed. And she drank the clay the first night, and she said, when I was laying in bed, I could feel some little tingling and movement going on that thumb. And I got up the next morning and said, I swear it was smaller. The same thing with the lady with the bunion. She took it for acid reflux, but could feel this tingling in the night and got up and looked, and sure enough, the swelling had gone down. And she had not been able to bend her toes forward very far or tuck her toes underneath her. And the last time I saw her, she was so happy with her results with the clay, she kicked off her shoes and stood up and bent her toes, you know, forward and then tucked them under her. She was so happy that she could do that again. So I was reading history of clay, and clay was used quite a bit before Christ. The Romans used it. There was a young Roman physician, Descartes, I believe was his name, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And he used clay quite a bit in his healing practice, and he said it's got a godlike intelligence to it. And I had never heard that experience before, but hearing some of the miraculous things that have happened with clay, I totally understand what that means. And it's amazing that it can do what it does. Now, I've found some sayings in a book that sort of describe what clay does, and I condensed it down. And this is two or three sentences that I can tell you what clay does. A living clay communicates with the body and acts as a catalyst that supports the body in healing itself by cleansing, detoxing, stimulating circulation, and balancing body pH. A living clay has electromagnetic energy charged to it. In other words, it assists the body in regaining equilibrium and thus the normal flow of energy. So that is the most condensed version that I can come up with of describing what clay does. It's multifaceted. It works from the inside, the outside. It works from the electromagnetic field in it, and it works from the pH factor in it. So it has a multiplicity of ways to support the body. Now, being a catalyst, it really does not cure in and of itself, but it does work with the body to encourage the improvements in the body. I found this paragraph that I thought was remarkable. It says, clay does remarkable work in restoring deficient organs and organ functions. It does not accomplish this by supplying the missing elements, but by aiding the organism to be able to fix and assimilate those elements where previously it was failing. So literally, the clay working with the body through chemistry, this is why we call it a living clay, because it's capable of change. It doesn't change the elements of the clay in the clay, because they are together, fused together in the clay molecule. But the body can send to it an enzyme, such as in the case with the shrimp in the caves, that the biologist said there's no way they can live on clay water because there are no calories to it. They tried to take them out and feed them, and the shrimp died. They put them back, and they thrived. They determined the shrimp had enzymes that worked with the clay to make peptide chains that converted into proteins. So it was making its own food through reaction with the clay, a stimulus through the clay. And yet the clay does not have protein in it, and so it's, you can understand the godlike intelligence of it, how it can do all of what it does. I am finding it's something that never tires in our health cabinet. if you ever start using it, it's not something you want to ever let go of. Now, a lot of things come along and try to replace clays. I have people ask me, well, what about diatomaceous earth? What about charcoal? Well, my answer to that is animals in the wild don't go find diatomaceous earth and charcoal. They go find clay pits and clay rocks to eat and roll in, clay wallers to heal themselves. So let's use the wisdom of the animals and gain from their knowledge. This is good for your critters. It's good for your plants. It's good for yourself. Children can take it. Pregnant women, Aborigine tribes were the ones that made clay popular, and the women used it to get pregnant, to cycle in, to find their cycle so they could get pregnant. And back in biblical days and before then, your wealth was measured by the number of children you had so they could help work the field and the farm. And another use for children, right? So they used it to not only cycle in, but when they were during their pregnancies, they felt that it contributed to the development of the fetus. They used it to turn. If a baby was turned wrong, they would put it on their stomach and it would help turn the baby. They used it to expel afterbirth, and they used it on their breast to help bring down the milk. Now, if that isn't a testimonial to a safe product, I don't know what is. My daughter used it during her pregnancy, and she's very short-waisted, so she had the heartburn problem all during the time she was pregnant. And she said she could drink a bottle of Maalox or a sip of clay, and the sip of clay would do what the whole bottle of Maalox couldn't do. So, you know, these are just some testimonials to the power of this clay. And I hope if you have questions or don't understand it, you will call me or email me. My phone number is 512-262-7187. If some of you are a little bashful about asking questions online or have something you want to discover in private, you can do that, or you can email me at perrya@austin.rr.com. And Perry A is spelled P-E-R-R-Y-A. Just the word Perry and the initial A. So I'm here for you. My goal in life is to help educate people about this clay, to help eliminate 50 or 60 things in your medicine cabinet that have side effects, and get your benefit from a healthy, natural product like clay. So our time is up. It's 12:35. Thank you for listening in. Please bring your questions and come back again. Have a wonderful day, and remember the people that are in distress, and 9/11's coming up, so again, we have that to add to our list of compassionate thoughts for other people. Good day. Bye-bye.